So Connor, you've done six of these now, but your first one in Ladner with the Vancouver Giants. That's just sort of the ebbs and flows of post-COVID and all of that stuff. But you're here, you've been around the guys now for the better part of a week, and you're at training camp. Just talk a little bit about the experience so far and just the mindset of being among the older guys that have sort of been tasked with setting the tone for the weekend.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty exciting. I mean, just to be back and to see all the boys again and just kind of get back into that practice mode and just skating every day. It's obviously exciting. And kind of seeing the younger guys come out and seeing what they have to bring too. It's exciting for the future. And it's going to be a good week.
What do you think so far of the younger players? I'm thinking about, you know, you obviously skated with Haliburta and Leslie and Semenuk and the likes of those guys. But I mean, you know, those three, and then, you know, Lipinski, Lankow. I mean, the youth is coming and it's darn impressive.
Yeah, it is for sure. I mean, there's a lot of skill coming up in the organization, and I think that's great to see for the future, and not only for the future, for now too. I mean, those guys are going to be difference makers next year, and it's exciting to see when those guys are coming to camp and they're you can see their improvement from the summer.
Tell me about some of the 20-year-olds of seasons past that have influenced you positively.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, all of them, but I just think back to my rookie year especially, and guys like Glenn Godden. I just remember him at camp especially, and I mean, he was a real big role model for me, coming in as a 16-year-old and kind of showing me the ropes a little bit, and just kind of showing me what it takes to play in the league. And he was a 16-year-old at one point in the league too, so just kind of gave me some tips on, you know, how to succeed in that role. And that's probably the big name that comes to mind.
You look great. Tell me about your summer and the training, and was there anything specifically that you tried to kind of zero in on and focus on?
Yeah, I mean, I skated with the Rink Hockey Academy this summer, so that was my first summer doing that. And I just kind of focused in on my skating, my quickness, and in the gym just tried to get stronger every day. It was a good summer for me, and I think I'm hoping it paid off.
Tell me just about the goals that you've sort of set in your mind for the team and for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, for the team, I think obviously we want to be at the top of the standings and make a run for it this year. I think we have the group that is able to do it, and just even early on, you can see the skill and the grit of this team that, you know, it should be a good year for us.
Welcome back to camp, man. It's great to see you. Have fun today.
Thanks, Daniel.